Stocks in banks are plummeting. Investors are uncertain about their future. One last-ditch idea, nationalizing some banks. Here to discuss that is David Enrich. He's a reporter at The Wall Street Journal. So far, the U.S. taxpayer has provided about $200 billion to various banks. And for what exactly?
The rationale for this has repeatedly shifted over the past 3 or 4 months. Most of the $200 billion or so that's been pumped into the banking system has really two purposes. One is to provide the banks with the capital necessary for them to start lending again, which is very important economically. And second is to create and improve systemic stability by indicating to investors and to the world that the U.S. government stands behind the nation's banking industry. And really neither of those goals have been accomplished.
And so one might wonder, well, why not nationalize? Because at least the taxpayer might get something out of it.
Well, and I think it's a little premature at this point to say that the $200 billion has been put into the system and there's wide expectations of at least another couple hundred billion dollars going into the system. That hasn't worked. So far, it hasn't worked. In terms of why not nationalize them, I don't know. I think that's something that's being floated around in Washington with increasing seriousness. And on a surface level, I think that that's something that would be very bad for the shareholders of these banks, and it could undermine stability in the stock markets. But that's not necessarily in and of itself a bad thing for the broader economy or the broader financial system. And it would give the government a much stronger grip on what's going on in the banking system, and it would add protection for taxpayers.
And just to note that shareholder value is dropping by the day.
Right. And it's actually rebounding slightly this morning, but it's tens of billions of dollars of stock market value in the biggest banks in the country have been wiped out just yesterday alone. That followed really tough losses late last week. So shareholders of these banks are already hurting, and it's not clear. I think there's a fairly widespread expectation on Wall Street, or realization on Wall Street, that the losses coming for these banks in the next year or so really are likely to just wipe out years' worth of profit.
So what would be the argument against nationalization?
One is just kind of gut-level reaction that's not what the U.S. is all about. It's kind of contrary to the capitalist culture of this country. But and there are also real serious questions about you would have to run a bank entirely differently than it's currently run, and it's not clear who would run that at the federal level. And there's a shortage just on Wall Street of people who are qualified to be running these banks, and we've seen that as some of these companies have kind of been searching for months and months for a new CEO without a whole lot of luck. And so it's unclear, I mean, just from a mechanical standpoint, how do you run a bank that's been managed to enhance shareholder value that's now being run completely differently to protect the government and taxpayer interests? And I think the more immediate concern, though, is a lot of the policy solutions and bailouts that have been constructed in the past several months have been reactions, really, to what's happening in the stock market. And so stocks go down to perilously low levels, especially in the banking sector, and government officials rush to create a solution to that. And there's no doubt that nationalization, or even the whiff of nationalization, will really destabilize in stock markets. Now, you can argue whether that's a good thing or a bad thing or how serious an issue that is, but I think that's fairly widely agreed upon, that would really have a detrimental impact on stock prices, at least in the financial sector.
David Enrich is a reporter for The Wall Street Journal. We've been talking about the possibility of nationalizing some banks. Thank you, David.
My pleasure.